Follow Hawks football all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
The Boathouse Bar and Grill features great food, entertainment, and the best wings in the area. Whether you're watching college or NFL football or having a private party, the Boathouse at 1309 Main Street in Belmar is your spot. Visit their website, boathousebarandgrill.com.
Mike Westerhouse, 21 of 30 as we start this third quarter, the fourth quarter of play. Wanting to throw here, rolling off, chucks one into the end zone and out of the end zone for an incompletion. It will bring up a third down and four. Now 21 of 31, 296 yards and two touchdowns. We said he kind of found it last week against Robert Morris, and it has continued so far here today.
Yeah, playing better than his numbers indicate coming into this game. It's been short and intermediate. The big play, that quasi-busted play that Harris took for the touchdown to give the Bryant Bulldogs a, at the time, 21-10 lead.
21-17 right now. Three wide receivers set for Westerhouse. Big third down here. Wanting to throw again. Rolling left. Stopping. Throwing back to his right. Nobody open. That will go as an incompletion. And that is big because now you would think at least Marty Fine will send the field goal team on. And why that is good news is even with a make, it still is a one possession game.
Yeah, so the defense does their job. Ideally, if you're an MU fan, you want the hold there. But they'll take forcing the field goal attempt, an easy one from the right hash, wind at the kicker's back.
Kozlowski on. This will go as a 22-yard field goal. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up. It is no good. Pushed it to the right. It was kicked from the right hash, and he never hooked it at all. There was some pressure. It wasn't blocked or tipped. Just a flat-out miss from 22 yards out. Big turning of events right there for Monmouth, who will now get the football at their own 20-yard line and with a score would take the lead.
That's a bit of a shocker, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, 22-yarder, that's a chip shot, basically. It's almost like an extra point.
That's a gimme. And for a right-footed kicker, being on the right hash, you just kind of drag it across a little bit, and he pushed it to the right, so no MU, wind in their face. Down four, will get the football back. Last two times they've got it, they've been able to find the end zone.
Asante staying in at the running back spot. He and Pandorf and an eye set off to the left of Frazier. Davenport and Sterling, the combo, up top to the right. Frazier wants to throw. George will make the catch at the 24-yard line. And forward progress will get him out close to the 25. We'll call it a five-yard pickup and bring up a second and five.
Kind of just an extended run play, really, just getting positive yardage here on first down. Matchup I'm going to circle, I always do it. Sterling on the outside against a 5'9 freshman corner.
Pitch to Asante, looking for something to open up, and it does. Off the left side, Asante coming forward out over the 35, getting to the 38-yard line. That's a 13-yard pickup, and that is a Monmouth first down. So seemingly, again, we don't have the link into the coach's headset right now, but they've made the decision this is going to be KB Asante's game.
Exactly. We've seen the timeshare all year. Asante, Hayes, a little Nagy tossed in. They've made the decision. KB's running the best today. He's going to hopefully carry us to victory.
Split wide receiver set. Here's Frazier going back to work. Stop. Throwing. Scott Davenport wide open. Lamar cannot hang on to the football. Oh, boy. He had beaten the coverage, was open at the 30. Deflected up to himself and then could not haul it down. It just goes as a long but exciting incompletion and brings up a second and 10.
And for the first time today, even the crowd got to their feet and they knew that was the one. Beat the double coverage to the inside. Well-thrown football. Not a perfect throw, but a good throw. And one that Davenport normally catches.
Three wide set, Richards and Sterling up top to the right. Asante bouncing off tacklers at the line of scrimmage. Hops his way forward to the 45-yard line. That's why Asante's running right now. That was a 2-yard loss that he just turned into a 7-yard gain.
Right, and that's the reason he's the guy the rest of the way. He's running with authority. He's finishing runs well, and he's able this time to turn nothing into something and now a reasonable third down conversion. I think, however, this is 4-down territory.
I would agree. With 13 minutes, 15 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter, Monmouth trailing 21-17. Press coverage on the wide receivers. Frazier wanting to throw. Goes over the middle. George makes the catch. Fumbles the football. And will they say incompletion or fumble? They're going to come in and say incomplete pass. And that was lucky. Tabu George, who has fumbled the ball a couple of times this year, they will say incomplete. Bring it back on 4th and 3. And I think now at 4th and 3, Monmouth will punt it away. And they will.
Got to make the catch. It's that easy. If you've got to secure the football and put it away. If you want to win games and come back and complete comebacks, you've got to make that play.
Ryan Moore on to punt it away. Jordan Brown standing at his own 15-yard line. Into the wind, high-hanging punt. Not going to be any chance for a return. It'll trickle down to the 24-yard line and be downed by Joe Johnson. And Bryant will get the football back. It's Bryant who leads this one 21-17. Monmouth couldn't get any points on the board that time after they got the benefit of a missed field goal. And it now sets up another situation for the defense to make a stop. Bryant with whatever wind there is to their benefit right now.
It's gotten a little windier as the afternoon has carried on. It was dead this morning. A little bit now. You can see it in the American flag there to our right.
Westerhaus rolls left. Fires high and wide. Wanted Harris on the far sideline. Incomplete. Brings up 2nd and 10.
I'm not sure why Westerhaus is yelling at Harris, because Westerhaus threw it 8 yards over his head. It was a good route by Harris. He ran a kind of a stop route on the outside, and he put his foot into the ground. That time it just kind of took off on him, and he kind of was barking. It looked as either Harris or at the sideline, but that's not the quarterback.
Monmouth needs a win here today to keep pace with the other one-loss teams in the league. Everyone hoping that at some point Albany trips themselves up. Here's Jordan Brown. He'll get stopped. Shy of the line of scrimmage. Loss of one. It'll bring up 3rd and 11. Host of Hawks involved in on that tackle. Upham, Luma, Cooper, Louch. Everybody there. 3rd and 11 coming up right now. And a big 3rd and 11. Albany at 4-0. In the NEC, they have the bye week this week. Wagner beat St. Francis, Pennsylvania today. So they have picked up another game. They have just one loss. Duquesne has just one loss. They won their game today also. 3rd down and 11. Westerhaus, straight drop back. Pumps once. Fires. Far sideline. And it goes out of bounds. And the Monmouth defense with a big hold.
Yeah, and just a no doubt about it series for the defense. 3 and out for Bryant. Good pressure there. Better coverage. The coverage in the second half has been much better than in the first half. They are just manning up a little more, it looks like, on the outside. Less zone across the board look with playing with the two safeties back. And now the Hawks should get decent field position here.
You would think. Jameson Zacharias on. With the injury to Elijah. Great punt. Wow. Charge in that one from Kozlowski. Zacharias has to go back and get the football. He deflected it and then had to run about 15 yards back just to get it, which he did. The only problem is it's all the way back at the Monmouth 8-yard line.
I'll tell you what, that was a heck of a punt. It was even pretty looking in the air. Kind of a spiraling effort. And once Zacharias turned and had his back to the ball in a dead run, part of me just said, just don't even bother. Either let it find its way into the end zone. You know, if they down it at the one, they down it at the one. But there's no chance of a turnover then. That's a scary, scary proposition. And really nothing he could do about it on the well, well executed punt.
So the Monmouth offense pinned back with the end zone 8 yards behind him. Frazier going to work here with 3 wide receivers and Asante into the game. Bubble screen set up for Tristan Roberts. He'll make the catch. Get some decent forward progress. The whistle taking a long time to blow. Now it finally is blown out to the 14-yard line. 6-yard pickup. It'll leave Monmouth with a 2nd down and 4.
Haven't seen the screen too much today.
Haven't seen a whole lot of Tristan Roberts today.
had a couple of moments, but you're right. The passing attack hasn't been there today, and this was one that last week rolled up 451 yards. Bryant has done a really good job. They came in giving up over 250 in the air.
Second and four from the 14. Frazier wanting to go over the middle, looking for someone who came away with it. That's got to be a catch. Ball never hit the ground. There's some discussion about it. It was almost simultaneous possession. But someone rolled off the bottom of the pile with the football, and the referee's right on top of it. Credit that. That's not an easy call to make. It goes out to the Mamba 38-yard line, where it'll be first down and 10 for MU.
If the ball never hit the ground, it's got to be a catch, and a shockingly great one.
Fake pitch to the right. Asante taking it back to the left side. That's been a staple of the Monmouth offense today, but I think Bryant's starting to read that the ball is not going to be pitched on a one-yard pickup. It'll bring up second and nine. 10 minutes, 20 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. Bryant clinging to a 21-17 advantage.
To go back to that Sumlin catch, Matt, the way both players got up, they got up kind of nonchalantly like the ball was incomplete. Then you see that Sumlin's holding the football.
H-back is Pandora. Frazier sets up screen for Asante. He's got the near sideline to the 45. Cuts back against the green. Gets into Bryant territory at the 40. Now the 35 gets hurdled into a tackle. But big yardage for MU. KB Asante has taken over this game offensively for Monmouth. Simple screen pass, rumbling his way down to the Bryant 32-yard line.
And the key block thrown by number 66, the senior Mike Murphy, out ahead of the play. He was the one that set the play on the Bryant safety coming forward, which allowed KB to switch fields and pick up the big first down.
Asante gets a much-deserved break here as Hayes checks back in on first down at 10. Here's Hayes. Going to work right up the middle, get pretty decent yardage on first down. Thought it would be a little bit better than it was. Winds up being a 3-yard pickup to bring up second and 7.
Now, well, you said it. KB taking over on the ground in the air with that screen pass. And he's been the reason and one of the large opportunities given that this comeback has happened.
Roberts near sideline to the left. Slot to the left is Sterling. Nick Lafferty, the tight end, up top to the right. Frazier with time here on second and 7. Lets it go. Sterling uses all 6-4 of that frame. Climbs the ladder, makes the catch at the Bryant 20-yard line for a Monmouth first down.
Quarterback, receiver, comfort. And that's what was, that was there. As Frazier lofted one up to Sterling, he knew his big receiver could go make the play. You know, I'd love to see that happen a lot more. And he's got that matchup again on the outside with the freshman Wingate.
Mick Lafferty tight end left. George has a stand-up guy to the left. Roberts and Sterling up top to the right. Frazier looks left, throws left, has Mick Lafferty inside the 15-yard line. And Mick Lafferty pushed out at the 10. This is going to be a first and goal coming up from Amit. They'll spot it just inside the 10-yard line. 8:41 to play in the fourth quarter. Monmouth still trailing 21-17, but 9 yards away from taking the lead. It's been a long road back for MU into this game. Can they finally get back ahead? Eye set. Frazier, zone read. He's got the corner. He's got a touchdown. Bryant completely fooled on the play fake to Asante, and Frazier rumbles in from 9 yards out for his second scoring touchdown of the day.
Well, we finally waited for it, and it seemed as though it was coming, and it was coming, and finally MU gets on top in this game on a well-executed zone read from Frazier, but he was the touchdown vulture that drive. Credit KB Asante running and receiving for MU getting back on top.
This a big extra point as it makes it a 3-point game. 23-21, Monmouth leads right now, 8:23 to play in the fourth quarter. Peterson checks things over. Gets the snap, puts the ball down. Spillane money on the PAT, and Monmouth now leads 24-21. Time for the defense to hold again when we come back from a 30-second timeout. 8:23 remaining in the fourth. MU 24, Bryant 21. We're back right after this with more Hawks football on the Shore Sports Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and ShoreSportsNetwork.com.
Busy weekend of activity continuing tomorrow on the Shore Sports Network on 105.7 The Hawk. Jets football as Gangrene will take on the Patriots. Big one in the AFC East. We've got a big one here continuing to go on from Kessler Field. Mammothon homecoming day has taken the lead 24-21 against Bryant. 8:23 remaining. Kyle Frazier with a 9-yard touchdown run, capping off a drive that went 8 plays, 92 yards, 3:15 off the clock. And for the first time all game, Mammoth has opened up a lead. Davey Asante with a couple of big plays on that drive. Frazier's numbers continuing to climb. 20 now with 32 for 190 yards. Here's Lucas Santangelo. High-hanging punt, a kick, rather short, as it goes to one of the upmen. Falls into the hands of number 5, Michael Perry, backup running back, who takes it out over the 30 to the 31-yard line. So it's Bryant's turn now offensively. Bulldogs certainly with weapons. We've seen the emergence of freshman wide receiver Chad Ward, who's the team's leading receiver today.
6 grabs, 76 yards. Don't discredit, however, Jordan Harris, who hasn't got it often, but he's made him count. 4 for 95 and a couple of scores. Jordan Brown right at 100 yards rushing. So the players we thought would play well for Bryant are. Now it's on the MU defense to shut this Bulldog offense down.
Split wide receiver set. Westerhouse play action. Wanting to throw. Here comes pressure. Tucks it and run. Brought down back behind the line of scrimmage. Pat O'Hara with a big sack.
And Westerhouse never saw him coming from the blind side and did well to not turn the ball over on the big hit.
2-yard loss brings up 2nd down and 12 from back at the Bryant 29-yard line. Oh, a 3-and-out here would be huge.
Oh, it'd be great. You get the ball back to your offense, who then can not only look to increase the lead, but take time off as we tick down under 7.5 to go, fourth quarter.
24-21, Harrison motion from left to right across the formation. Here's Jordan Brown, delayed draw play up the middle, chopped down as he crosses the line of scrimmage. Gets out to the 32. It'll set up 3rd down and 9. Mammoth bringing their nickel package in. Zacharias will go to one corner. Hildebrandt Jr. the other. And playing up over the top on the slot and the coverage, Johnson, Sutton, and Pat Gray. The linebackers, Rodriguez and Louch. Sullivan will go as a rush defensive end now on the defensive right. Westerhouse wanting to throw. 3-step drop under pressure. Lets it go. Catch is made at the 40-yard line. That's going to be shy of a first down. Nice job of coverage by Gray and Louch combined of the tackle. Giving something, but not giving enough for a first down.
And making the tackle is the key thing, because a broken play there could have resulted in a first down. 4th and a long one here. The ball's not on the 40. It's got to make the 41. And it looks as though man football, Marty Fine, hey, he's a gambling man.
He is going for it right now on his side of the 50-yard line. 4th down and 1. I formation. Westerhouse will hand it off to Brown. Breaks a tackle into the open field. Still on his feet to the near sideline. 30, 25, 20. Bumped out of bounds at about the 15-yard line.
Brown, the ball carrier, stopped by Johnson.
That's why he is Jordan Brown.
As good as advertised today. Initially contacted at the marker, he discarded that tackle, ran right by Andrew Sutton, who had no shot, and then carried it down the right sideline for the huge play down to the 15-yard line. Huge gainer there, Matt. I believe it's a 45-yard gain.
Defense now back under pressure. Michael Perry is checked in at the tailback spot. 3 wide receiver set for Westerhouse. He wants Harris. Try to get it to him quick on the hot route. Incomplete. It'll bring up 2nd and 10. Ball spotted at the Mammoth 15-yard line. Hawks lead this one 24-21. 5:49 to go. Gutsy call from Marty Fine on 4th and 1 from your own 40 with still a lot of time left in the football game.
Gutsy call made easier by the fact of who you can hand the ball off to, and one of the league's best. How about that? The only thing hotter than the route on that was the way the ball came out of Westerhouse's hand. He had Harris to the inside.
Straight eye formation, tight end right. There was movement up front. That's going to be a 5-yard penalty against Bryant. It was the tight end number 99, Matt Lentz, who got started early. So make this 2nd and 15. Apologize for the quick technical glitch. Back on the air. Here's Jordan Brown getting the carry off the left side. And this time, Monmouth able to defend it. Stopped at the 19-yard line. Gain of one. Sets up now third and 14. It's almost the same situation. You know, you wonder after that missed field goal last time if Ryan is thinking this is four down territory. But I would say if you're the defense, you've got to think, okay, we could give up three knowing we're going to get the football back. We just don't want to go down again.
Right. You've got to keep players in front of you. Can't allow anyone to get behind you on the defensive secondary just because you can't fall down. You're in front now. You can play tied, but don't play from behind.
The mark is the five-yard line for a first down. Here's Westerhouse in trouble. Going to go to the end zone. Look for Harris. Incomplete. No chance of getting a flag there. Jordan Brown and Chad Ward both arguing for it. Good coverage by Andrew Sutton that time. It'll bring up four. Apologize for the technical problem. Working through a quick issue here on a connection. Monmouth has it after a missed field goal from Bryant. We'll set the stage for you. It is second down and five for MU from their own 25-yard line. 4.5 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter. Monmouth leads this one 24-21. Asante and Pandor for the backfield. One left, one right of Frazier. Split wide receiver set for the fifth-year senior from Maryland. Wants to let this one fly. Pops it up in the air, and it is intercepted by Bryant. Ball was deflected up in the air by Jeff Kovitz, number 77, pulled down by Connor McNamara, the nose man. About the worst thing that could happen.
Well, I'd say the worst thing would have been a pick six. That's a glass half
about.
Full way to look at it. I don't ever remember Kyle having an interception batted at the line of scrimmage. That's the first time in a long time we've seen.
For Bryant from the 20-yard line. Brown has it stacked up on the line of scrimmage. He is dropped for a loss of one back to the 21. There's 4 minutes remaining in the game. A score of 24-21. Lauren Bajica back in the studios. Matt Harmon, Eddie Acapinti here from Kessler Field. Homecoming day for MU. They were able to hold Bryant to a field goal attempt in the last series. A miss from their kicker, the Bulldogs kicker. Now on second and 11. Westerhouse play fakes in the flat. Johnson makes the catch. Stopped at the 16-yard line. Gain of five will bring up a third and six. Dare I say, try and force another field goal, but I don't know if Marty Fines sends his kicker back out.
I think it's four down territory from here on out for Bryant. You could reason it by saying you go for the win on the road and the tie at home, but that's really more with two-point conversions. I don't know if we're going to see the kicker again today. Now, with that said, this is the area where you would try one, but he missed one from just the exact spot. But MU needs to force fourth down to even make a decision possible.
Dom Kozlowski, the kicker, has missed a couple of field goals in the day today. Third down and six for Bryant. Three wide receivers set. It's Harris to make the catch inside the five. He will have a first down at the four-yard line. It will be first and goal. And now all of a sudden, if Bryant scores, time really becoming a factor. 2:46 remaining in the fourth quarter.
Well, MU, I believe, has all three timeouts, and they're going to need to start utilizing them soon, depending what Bryant does. If they're going to try to bring this clock all the way down with the idea, you know what, we can tie it if we need to, or we can take a lead, MU should start using them here to leave them time.
Tight end left, three wide into the game. Westerhouse throwing. That ball's deflected up in the air and knocked down. Pat O'Hara getting his hands on it. And it'll bring up second down, and it stops the clock, which isn't the worst thing in the world either for Monmouth.
That's the best thing because Bryant, it doesn't matter for them. They've got to get points. The Hawks want to try to keep this score, or rather the time, as much as possible when they'll get the football back. Now, hey, they could still hold Bryant without a score here, win the game, but they need to try to set the offense up, and they'll, again, watch timeout usage here, but Bryant's going to spread the field a bit.
Second and goal from the four-yard line. Barrett, the tight end, operates as an H-back across the formation. Jordan Brown gets it. Jordan Brown will score and get into the end zone. Runs through the tackle of Cooper and Sutton, and now it is the Bulldogs back up top, 27-24.
All right, bad news, they scored. Good news, there's 2 minutes and 19 seconds on the clock, and your offense seemingly is moving at will with 3 touchdowns here in this second half. Heartbreaking play there, but there is enough time for MU to salvage this game, and they're going to be down 4, so they need a touchdown.
Kozlowski on for the extra point. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up, no good. Wow. Kozlowski has had a nightmare here in the second half. He's missed two field goals and now an extra point. It keeps the field goal in play. 27-24, 2:19 to go in the fourth quarter. We're back in 30 seconds with more Hawk football on the Shore Sports Network.
Follow Hawks football all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and ShoreSportsNetwork.com.
Like to remind everyone to stay connected with the Monmouth Hawks through a variety of social media outlets like Monmouth University Athletics on Facebook, follow MU Hawks on Twitter, and visit YouTube.com/MonmouthHawks for videos with players, coaches, and sometimes featuring my broadcast partner Matt Harmon and myself, Eddie Acapinti.
That's scary, isn't it, a little bit?
I wanted to jazz up the read a little bit, give ourselves a plug.
That's called an ad-lib in the biz.
In the biz. It's also called a shameless ad-lib.
Bryant has taken the lead after the touchdown run from Jordan Brown. Still a mountain of time left in this one. 2:19 to go in the fourth quarter. Bulldogs lead 27-24. Here's Dom Kozlowski on to kick off. Pete Nagy standing at his own 5-yard line. This one going to make its way into the end zone and go out of the back of the end zone. Ball will come out to the 25-yard line where it will be first and 10 for the Monmouth offense. An offense which could have salted the game away with a long drive, but instead the ball deflected up in the air and intercepted. Brian able to turn it into points. 5 plays, 20 yards. That scoring drive took up 1:51 of the clock. And the Bulldogs lead this one 27-24. Jordan Brown's day continuing to get better. 23 carries, 152, and 2 touchdowns.
We were saying earlier he hasn't had that big day yet. Well, there it is.
Monmouth needs points up on the board. Frazier has it intercepted. Went off the hands of Sterling, right into the hands of a Bryant defender. The Bulldogs get pushed out at the 1-yard line. The ball right into the arms of number 22, Brandon Dangus.
I think this is going to be Monmouth ball on a touchback.
Did he fumble the football?
Let's get it here.
Wow. The ball intercepted by Brandon Dangus, a freshman defensive back from Miami, seemingly going to go in and score, fumbles the ball out of the end zone, and it goes back to Monmouth. Never seen that one.
I don't know if I've had...
Check that off the bucket list.
I don't think I've experienced or seen a valley and peak of emotion as I have take place at Kessler Field right there.
So Monmouth gets the football back again on back-to-back interceptions from Frazier, now with 2:06 to go. First and 10 from the 20-yard line. Frazier wanting to throw. Puts it to George, who makes the catch at the 25-yard line. We're down now inside of 2 minutes left. MU should go no huddle. Looks like they will. Frazier getting the blue and white back up on the line. Monmouth does have timeouts remaining. Asante into the game at the running back spot. Frazier wants to throw. Here comes pressure. Steps up in the pocket. Bounces off and will fall down and seemingly take a knee. We'll lose a couple of yards. And the clock now will stop with Monmouth burning a timeout. Minute 35 to go in the fourth quarter. I'm not sure if Frazier's hurt. I think he is. I think that's why he fell.
Yeah, I think the reason that Kyle went to the ground is he's hurt. And he's in a lot of pain now. It looks as though he's holding his... It's the left shoulder, left elbow, somewhere there. And how about this spot for a fifth-year senior? Now backup quarterback Craig Peterson to come in. Frazier, look, he doesn't take himself out if he's a little nicked up. He's injured right now. And it was actually against Bryant last year that Peterson had his first start and came in and played extremely well.
Well, he's in a tough spot right now. I mean, this is third down and 7. You haven't really played offensively all year, and you've got to lead your team back again. Peterson gets it. Wants to throw, puts one down the sideline. That ball is caught. No, out of bounds. Eric Sumlin caught it, but he was just a hair out of bounds. So now it comes down to this. It's fourth down and 7. Peterson has come in for Frazier, who is continuing to get worked on right now on the sideline. And Monmouth needs, at the very least, a first down to keep the game alive.
You got to look at your key playmakers here. It's got to go to Sterling or Roberts with this fourth and seven. This game has been just such a stretch of emotion.
Sumlin and Roberts near side onto the left. Sterling up top to the right. Four-man rush for Bryant. Bulldogs getting pressure. Peterson running for his life. He knows he's got to throw it. Chucks it up. This one airmailed. Roberts pulls the football down. Unbelievable catch from Tristan Roberts. And it was far from a pretty pass from Craig Peterson. But give him a lot of credit, because a lot of guys in that situation just say, hey, I'm going to throw it to the sideline and whatever. Peterson at least gave his receiver a chance to make a play.
Looks like David Tyree in the Super Bowl a few years ago.
60 seconds left. Bubble screen set up. Roberts has it. Roberts to the 40-yard line now with Bryant. Clock will stop, I believe. Monmouth will use a timeout. 50 seconds remaining in this one. Remember, the field goal is still in play. It's a three-point lead right now for Bryant. We have seen the strangest last 7 or 8 minutes of play I can remember since we've started doing these games a few years ago. Peterson has come on, taken over for Frazier. Frazier now putting his helmet back on. I think he wants to check back into the game.
I don't know if I let him at this point.
I mean, you'd have to think something like that. Did his shoulder, you know, again, we're completely speculating here. Did his shoulder pop out and they were able to pop it back in?
Was it a finger?
Was it a finger
something
that
like
popped
that?
Out and he was able to pop it back in? But he is going to go back into the football game right now.
Well, how about if Kyle Frazier can get himself the win in his own save? You got to give Craig Peterson the hold in this one because of that fourth down scramble play and the individual effort by Tristan Roberts to make that catch. Now, things are far from over. MU only has the ball at the 40 with 50 seconds to go, but there's a juice back in Kessler Field now, a little electricity as Kyle's going to try and tough it out.
He will check back in. Frazier will. When you're a fifth-year senior, you do things like that, and you do what Craig Peterson just came and did in. You keep your team in the football game. Frazier here on second and four. Goes over the middle. Looks for McLafferty. Left it a little bit short. And Monmouth now with a third down and three from the Bryan 40-yard line. Clock stopped with 45 seconds. Still 45 seconds. That's a ton of time. Not worried about that. Monmouth again needing a first down. They've got two downs to get 3 yards.
Two timeouts. And your full complement of offensive weapons there. You got a dinged up quarterback in Frazier.
Four out in the pattern. Now five. Asante can't connect on a tough pass from Frazier. And now on fourth down.
He might be hurt and he might be trying to give this a go. But that's short arming two passes that he completes with no issue. And I know it would be putting Craig Peterson in an impossible spot. But I think Kyle's too hurt to realize that he needs to come out of the game. He's too prideful.
Fourth down and three. It comes down to another fourth down. 41 seconds remaining. Frazier gets it with time. He's going to have to scramble. Running for his life. Stepping up in the pocket. And we'll throw it to Mike Murphy, the closest guy. But that's going to be a penalty flag. It's also going to be the football game.
Pass is incomplete. There's a flag on the play.
An eligible man making the catch, and Monmouth will lose a heartbreaking game here. Seemingly, they got some juice and momentum, able to get themselves in a workable position. Had it first down from the 40-yard line. Couple of attempts at it, and they cannot get it any closer. And the ball game here will come to a disappointing end. And Bryant will win their second consecutive game and beat Monmouth for the first time in five tries, 27-24.
That's tough. That's tough. And everything. The interception, which turned into a touchback. Then your quarterback gets hurt. And Peterson comes in and really saves the afternoon with that miraculous heave. And then Kyle comes back in. He's trying to tough it out, trying to play. And it just couldn't. And then the two incomplete passes and then the sack. And whew, that's a tough one.
Tough way for the ball game to wrap up. We'll talk about it on the postgame show. Bryant with 29 seconds remaining. Not sure what's going on right here. They've moved the football back to the Bryant 40-yard line. Marty Fine looking for an explanation. And with a loss here, Monmouth will fall to 3-4 and go to 2-2 in the NEC. And that might be the more important number, because if the Hawks had any chance of hoping for a loss by Albany, now with two losses, I don't think the Great Danes are going to lose two football games. Monmouth will use their last timeout. A second timeout, and they still have one more. They can stop the clock one more time. And this as disappointing of a loss for MU that I think I can remember. I mean, there's been some tough ones for sure. This one will sting.
Yeah, agreed 100%, partner. This is, when you factor in everything, that it's homecoming, that you're coming in and playing a team that you thought on paper you would beat, that they came in at 1-6. You haven't been home in a while. The Hawks were perfect at home coming into this contest today and kind of roll everything in, then all the emotion of the day, and then the way it ended. It's a difficult one to swallow, and unfortunately, these are those kind of losses that I don't think go away in a week. And these will sit with some players for a while. You hope they don't, but we've seen them, as Bryant takes potentially the last knee, really be affected.
Clock continuing to wind down here. Doesn't look like Monmouth will stop it again. And Bryant will win themselves a hard-fought football game, 27-24. Hawks on homecoming will go to 8-12 in their tries. And despite being up at one point in the fourth quarter, 24-21, under a couple of very strange plays, Monmouth will fall here, 27-24. We will step out for 30 seconds, come back and wrap things up on the postgame show. Next time, Monmouth back on the gridiron next Saturday afternoon out in Pittsburgh to take on Duquesne. Bryant 27, Monmouth 24. We're back in 30 seconds for the postgame show. This is Monmouth University football on the Shore Sports Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
Bryant knocks off Monmouth by a score of 27-24 here on homecoming day at Kessler Field. Rest of the scoreboard presented by Coca-Cola Zero. Robert Morris with a win over Central Connecticut State, 37-31. Wagner, 31. St. Francis, Pennsylvania, 24. And Duquesne rolls past Sacred Heart, 35-3. Those are the scores in the Northeast Conference. Duquesne, the next team for Monmouth. On the top 25 scoreboard, games now starting to become final. Clemson knocks off Virginia Tech, 38-17. Ohio State, 29. Purdue, 22. That game in overtime. Rutgers is now 7-0. They beat Temple 35-10. LSU leading in the fourth quarter. Texas A&M 24-19. All these games just getting up and running in the first quarter. Stanford leads Cal 7-0. Florida on top of South Carolina 7-0. South Florida leads Louisville 3-0. Michigan and Michigan State are scoreless. Texas Tech is trailing TCU 7-0. UNLV and Boise State are scoreless. Notre Dame and BYU are also scoreless. Those are the 3:30 games that have just kicked off. We'll take one more timeout. We'll make this a 30-second timeout as well. We'll come back with stats and final thoughts and wrap things up here as Bryant steals one in West Long Branch, 27-24. You're listening to Monmouth Football on the Shore Sports Network.
Follow Hawks football all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
Our post game presented by Sonic of Tinton Falls. The Sonic Drive-In is now open just minutes away from campus in Tinton Falls. Open until midnight. The Tinton Falls Sonic, located right off of Route 35 in the A&P Shopping Center. Our final stats, a quick look at a couple of them. Kyle Frazier, 21 of 38 for 195 yards, was intercepted twice, did not throw a touchdown pass today. Very different than a week ago. His counterpart, Mike Westerhouse, 24 of 40, 321 and two touchdowns. And the big players for Bryant made big plays. Jordan Brown, 23 carries, 152 yards, two touchdowns. And Jordan Harris, five catches for 107. He also had two touchdowns. KB Asante was a spark today for MU. 14 carries for 89 yards. Did have a touchdown today for Monmouth. Kyle Frazier had two rushing touchdowns as well. Overall, however, the numbers again for Monmouth, not great when it comes to the defensive side of the football. Bryan as a team, 467 yards of total offense, 321 through the air, 146 on the ground. Monmouth went for 383 yards of total offense, 232 through the air, 151 on the ground. Bryant wins it with a fourth quarter touchdown from Jordan Brown. They take this one 27-24 in a very strange fourth quarter. Monmouth had taken the lead and seemingly all the momentum on a 9-yard touchdown run from Kyle Frazier that made it 24-21. MU got the football back after they held Bryant and made Dom Kozlowski, the kicker, miss his second field goal of the day. Kozlowski missed the second kick from about 36 yards out. Monmouth got the football back, and on the second play from scrimmage after that, the ball was deflected up in the air, and an interception took place. Monmouth was able to dodge that bullet. Then they get the football back. Frazier's intercepted again. Bryant runs the ball back to the end zone, fumbles the football. It goes out of the back of the end zone. MU gets it back. Frazier then injured, and on a crazy fourth down play, Craig Peterson scrambles away. Tristan Roberts pulls one in, and then Monmouth comes up short on a fourth down. Kyle Frazier with no play to be made, and the ball game comes to a close. Bryant 27, Monmouth 24, our final score. The next Monmouth broadcast, that's presented by Coach USA. Coach USA, driven with pride. It will be a road trip as far west as we go for football, out to Duquesne as the Hawks will take on the Dukes of Duquesne in Pittsburgh. That is a 12 o'clock kickoff next week. Pregame show on the air at 11:45. Our thanks to everyone here at Monmouth and especially back in the studios to Lauren Bajica, our engineer at 11:60 and 1310 WOBM AM. For Eddie Iacopinti, this is Matt Harmon saying so long from Kessler Field. Monmouth falling on homecoming day here in West Long Branch, 27-24. To Bryant, MU now 3-4 on the season. Bryant with the win improves to 2-6. You've been listening to Monmouth University football right here on the Shore Sports Network.
You've been listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and ShoreSportsNetwork.com. The Monmouth University Athletic Department would like to thank the following sponsors who made this broadcast possible. Coke Zero, football-related chest bumps, high fives, and trash talk. Brought to you by Coke Zero. Enjoy every day. The NJEA, making public schools great for every child. Atlantic Physical Therapy Center, with five locations in the Shore area, helping to get you back in the game. The Penalty Box Cafe, laser tag, arcade birthday parties, located at the Jersey Shore Arena in Farmingdale. First Atlantic Federal Credit Union, Barnabas Health, Sonic, America's Drive-In, and the Asbury Park Press. This is the Monmouth Hawks Radio Network, a production of the Monmouth University Department of Athletics.